Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Welcome back to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Before we get into this episode, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single week of folktale wisdom. And now, let's get into this week's episode, one I've titled, Light a Fire Behind You. We all want to succeed and achieve in life. After all, no one wants to be a do-nothing, so we set goals for ourselves. But a lot of times we miss out on achieving those goals and success, not because we couldn't reach them, but because we gave up too soon. Things get hard. We get scared. So rather than fail, we quit. And sometimes we plan for failure even before getting started. We build fallback plans to feel safe, and then we fall back on them the moment things get uncomfortable. Not because we have to, but because it's easier than pushing through. But what if the problem isn't that we don't have a plan? What if it's that we have too many? Sometimes, the best way to reach the goal is to give ourselves no way to turn back. No escape hatch, no soft landing, just the path forward. And the fire behind us to make sure we keep walking. And that brings us to a wonderful tale from the Middle East, a story that reminds us sometimes the surest way to succeed is to give yourself no other option. It's titled, The Girl Who Sealed the Door. In the city of Al-Kamar, where the moonlight turned sandstone to silver, there lived a carpenter with three daughters. His youngest, Layla, was clever and quiet, with eyes like dusk and a heart that beat with quiet resolve. Their home stood near the spice market, where the scent of cardamom and rosewater drifted through the alleys like song. One spring, the Sultan declared that his son, Prince Rami, must marry. But the prince, proud and strange, set a test. Any woman who wished to be his bride must spend a night alone in the Palace of Spirits, Qasr al-Ru, a place abandoned since the old wars, where the winds spoke in tongues and shadows moved without light. The noble families sent their daughters, veiled and perfumed, guarded by prayers and charms. None lasted till dawn. Some fled before midnight. Others were found wandering the streets, whispering to stones. The Sultan grew impatient. Let every household send a daughter, he decreed. Royal or common, the one who endures shall wed the prince. And so they came. Merchant daughters, shepherd girls, the baker's niece, the water carrier's child. One by one they entered the palace. One by one they fled before morning. Then, one afternoon, a soldier from the palace came to the carpenter's door. By order of the Sultan, he said, you must send one of your daughters. The carpenter's wife wept. His eldest daughters clung to each other, pale and silent. Layla stepped forward. I will go. Her father looked at her, sorrow in his eyes. She met his gaze and said, give me wood and nails and a hammer. He wrapped the tools in cloth and placed them in her hands. That evening, Layla walked to the palace alone. The guards opened the great iron doors. She stepped inside. The air was cold, though the desert sun had only just set. The walls whispered. The shadows stirred. She turned, laid the boards across the door, and hammered them in place. Each strike echoed like a drumbeat in the hollow halls. Then the silence deepened. The spirits came. They whispered her name. They showed her visions, her sisters crying, her father's grave, the prince with eyes like flame. The walls shifted, the floor groaned, the lanterns flickered with no flame. Layla's breath caught. Her hands trembled. She ran to the door, clawing at the boards. But they held. She could not escape. She sank to the floor, clutching the hammer, whispering prayers her mother had taught her. The voices grew louder. The shadows danced. Her heart pounded like a drum. She did not sleep. And just when her soul could bear no more, the cock crowed. The palace fell silent. The boards were still firm. The door had not moved. At sunrise, the prince arrived with his soldiers. He pulled the boards away and stepped inside. The dust was gone. The walls gleamed with gold and lapis. The air was sweet with jasmine. Jewels sparkled in the stone. And in the center of the hall stood Layla, red-eyed, tired, but alive and radiant. The prince stared at the palace, then at the girl who had broken his curse. He said nothing at first, then he offered her his hand. They were married that evening. The palace became their home. Music filled its halls. The spirits did not return. And in Alkamar, when the moon is high and the wind is still, mothers tell their daughters of Layla, the girl who sealed the door behind her. I really love this story. It's got everything. Mystery, courage, resourcefulness, and resolve. And more than that, it leaves us with two powerful lessons. First, anyone can fail. Whether you're a princess or a peasant, fear doesn't care about your status. That also means anyone can succeed. Courage isn't reserved for the privileged. It's available to anyone willing to face the night, the test that will ultimately determine whether you fail or succeed. Second, there's something powerful that happens when we take away the exit. In everyday life, we give ourselves safety nets, a plan B, a way to bow out gracefully if things get too hard. And while that might feel smart, it also makes quitting easier, because we know we can. But when the door is sealed behind us, like Layla's was, we stop looking for a way out and start looking for a way through. That's when we dig deeper. That's when we discover strength we didn't know we had. Not because we're fearless, but because we've made the choice to stay. So whatever you're facing this week, whether it's a goal, a challenge, or a dream you've been putting off, consider sealing the door behind you. Give yourself no way to turn back, and you might just find the courage to move forward. Thanks for listening to Tales for Life. Join us next time for another story, another journey, and another lesson worth living. Until then, keep going. Your story's not done yet.